You walk into the Fayetteville movie theater, smelling the freshly popped popcorn. In the sound of the drink dispenser. Everything is how it's supposed to be, but suddenly you see some people you don't recognize.
Dun dun dun!
Who are these people, and what are they doing here?
They're German crew members of the U-352, captured in May 1942 off of the North Carolina coast after the U.S. Coast Guard sank their vessel, and they became prisoners of war at Fort Bragg.
But who are these people? What are their names?
One man on the boat was Heinrich Bullmann, and that is what we're going to be talking about today.
And so our story begins.
Imagine the smell of sea salt burning your nose to the point where it gets difficult to breathe.
Your stomach feels so empty that you wonder if you'll ever get food again.
Then finally you see a boat coming. You're hopeful that they're here to rescue you, but as it gets closer, you see it's not your friend, but your enemy.
You quickly realize that the only way to survive is to be held hostage by the American forces and to be taken into a camp.
The boat gets closer and closer and closer, and then you see it do this.
The camp isn't the best, but you are glad that you're alive.
The conditions were all right, but there were some hard times.
There wasn't much room in your hut that you stayed in with a bunch of other Germans.
There was only hard bread and brown soup for meals. You would be lucky if you even got a piece of bread.
Every person that was aboard your boat either died of starvation or disease, but there was one person that you met that was quite odd.
His name was Max Reeder, a secret member of the German Nazi Party. He was going to escape. But for now, they would just have to wait.
The days passed by quickly, but not quick enough. For breakfast, there was armored heifer, mud, might have been included. For dinner, there was brown soup. The camp had a few activities like sports, dances, etc.
There was a few fun things to do, but instead of flipping their wigs, we plotted our escape so that we would never have to see Fort Bragg again.
The next couple of days were the same as the boring ones before. They've all been waiting for the day they've all been waiting for finally approach, their day of the escape.
The day they had been waiting for went very fast. They had all their tools to make an easy escape.
Then the sun started to set, and they were ready to run out of this terrible camp.
They grabbed their bags that they stole from an American soldier and got the tools they needed and ran out to the fence.
Max got out the bolt cutters to cut the fence so they could run to the boat and finally go back to the Germany.
But right when they almost cut the fence to be free, they heard a siren.
Wee 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 wee.
And what the speaker said next would change their lives
forever. The speaker said, "Attention, attention, prisoners of camps. We have some news. It has come to the attention of America that, well, it seems Hitler has committed suicide. You will be released tomorrow morning and to go on a boat back to Germany."
Is it done?